Don Salva Kiir
is a killer. Yes, I'm Reyes Moitang. I'm the representative for the SPLM opposition here in the United States. We are saying the President Salva Kiir lost legitimacy to lead the country by committing the massacre of December 2013. And he created a mess in the country. We won a peaceful settlement of the conflict through IGAD Mediation Forum. The peace settlement must include a comprehensive reform in governance, including operationalization of the federal system during the transitional period, a democratic transformation of the country for sustainable peace and development, economic and financial management reform, and judicial and civil service sector. We would like also to have the U.S. government to lead from the front, and we urge President Obama to declare Salva Kiir an illegitimate president for the Juba massacre, which resulted into the killing of over 20,000 innocent ethnic Nuer, like he declared former of Ukraine victor illegitimate for his role in the death of less than 200 people, peaceful demonstrator. The SPLM stands for justice, accountability to end the era of impunity, and urge for release of the report of the African Union Commission of Inquiry on South Sudan, and urge of the withdrawal of all foreign forces from South Sudan for peace to return to the country.
We support sanctions in South Sudan.
So why do you think sanctions are the right way to go?
Sanctions should work because they're killing our people with oil money, you know? And people are buying oil and then they use oil money to kill our people. My name is Pork Yak.
My name is Peter Quill. Without sanction, there will be no peace. So with the sanction, then they will feel a pressure, appear that, oh, the world is watching them. So without sanction, they will do whatever they do. They go and beg the world, beg the money from other country, because they know they have money, and they will come and kill our people. They wouldn't agree with anything. If sanction is imposed, and then peace will come.
Why did you stop to take pictures of these guys?
It was very interesting, and because they wear a cross, we're Christians, so it brought a prayer to them from us.
Hope.
They need hope.
And where are you from?
We're from Lorain, Ohio.
Okay. And can I take your name?
Sure. Teresa Gable.